In this corner, in top fighting form, coming to you every Monday through Friday at this time in thrilling action-packed stories, America's number one hero, world's champion of boxing and of fair play, from Ham Fisher's famous comic strip, Joe Palooka. Joe Palooka has been accused of carrying Al Wilson in his first title fight since the war for racketeer Blackie Ballinger and his gambling ring. To make things worse, Joe disappeared right after the fight. Joe's friends, Nobby, Jerry, and Dan, are doing everything within their power to locate Joe and clear his name. Even Myrtle Hassenslofer, Jerry Leamy's girlfriend, has helped provide a clue. Through Myrtle's father, they learn that Pete Hansen, the proprietor of a little 10th Avenue restaurant, saw a man in his place a few hours after the fight. A man who might have been Joe Palooka. And so Jerry and Myrtle head for the little 10th Avenue restaurant to question Mr. Pete Hansen. Upon their arrival, however, they learn...
No, Pete isn't been here all the day. I don't know what's happening. Pete's amazing, I guess. Just amazing.
In a few moments, we'll present Episode 7, The Man Who Wouldn't Talk. But first... Now, Episode 7. The Man Who Wouldn't Talk. It's the next day, and Jerry Leamy tells Nobby Walsh the story of Myrtle's clue. Nobby listens attentively as Jerry tells him...
It's very simple, Nobby. It was at one of those associate regional managers' meetings of the Acme Link Sausage Dispensing Company, and Mr. Hassenslofer, that's Myrtle's old man, got to talking with this Pete Hansen about Joe Palooka. Seeing as how his daughter is a good friend of Joe's friend.
So Pete Hansen might have seen Joe in his beanery a couple hours after the fight. So you went down there, but there was no Pete Hansen.
Yeah, that's it. See? Simple, ain't it?
What'd you do then, Jerry?
What could we do?
What could you do? Don't tell me you let the thing drop there.
Well, I guess so. I didn't know.
Jerry. Why didn't you follow up on this?
Follow up?
Sure. Why don't you find out where this Pete Hansen lives? Say, in fact, why don't we do that right now? This guy just couldn't have dropped away into the earth.
He might have. He might have dropped into an open manhole.
He might have. Come on, put on your coat and let's go.
Be right with you. Want your hat?
Yeah. No, that's your hat.
No. This is my hat.
Come on, let's not start that again. Let's go. Every time we're in a hurry, you pull that hat and coat routine.
Gee, I didn't even think of tracking down this Pete Hansen. Boy, I wonder what's happened to him. There it is.
Is this the beanery, Jerry?
Yeah, this is the one. Open 24 hours a day.
Okay, let's go. Who's the proprietor here?
Well, I'm the day shift manager, Tony Baccaloni, at your service.
Hey, this is the guy we talked to, Nobby. He's the one who said Pete Hansen ain't been here in the last 24 hours.
Yes, that's right. Mommy, I wish my friend Pete would show up, because if he don't, I gotta work straight through.
Have you called Pete on the phone?
No, I don't call it up.
No? Why not?
Because he's not got the telephone.
Has he called you, Tony?
No, I told you we don't hear a word from him.
Where does Pete Hansen live?
Look, mister, I gotta fix it up because Tommy with a ham sandwich over here. He's very hungry. You please...
Look, Tony, this is a matter of life and death.
What? You mean my friend Pete's in a danger?
He might be in plenty of danger.
Well, what are you gonna do? What's he up?
Well, we'll tell you the whole story later, Tony. Now we want to find your friend Pete.
But I don't understand.
Look, Tony, do you want to work another 24-hour shift? Where does Pete Hansen live?
Well, down in the village, 76 West Banger Street.
Got that, Jerry?
Right, Nobby. Let's get going.
Oh, mamma mia, just like in a moving picture, it's all mysterious. It come and it go and it come. Poor Pete, I told you pretty soon I got to get a high blood pressure.
Huh. Well, this is Bank Street. Must be down here a ways.
Gosh, I don't get this thing at all, Nobby. I guess it's a lot worse than we think, huh?
Yeah.
First, Joe gets accused of throwing this fight, and then he disappears. And then the guy who might know something about Joe's disappearance disappears. Gosh, who do you think's behind all this?
I don't know, Jerry. I don't know. Things have happened so fast that I haven't had a chance to figure anything out. All I know right now is that this should be Pete Hansen's place.
Tony said Pete had a wife and kids. Do you suppose they know anything about his being missing?
Maybe he isn't missing. Maybe he's right here.
Gosh, I hope so. Yes, I certainly hope so. There's some things I want to ask him.
It's an apartment house. I wonder which one is his.
Let's look at the names.
Yeah, let me see. Makshinsky, Gelb, Rosen, Hansen. Yeah, here it is. Mr. and Mrs. Peter Hansen. Yeah, it must be the basement apartment. I'll ring the bell.
Okay, let's go down and hope for the best. It's kind of quiet around here. I don't hear nothing that sounds like any wife or kids.
Well, they aren't answering the bell. Try knocking.
Gosh, if he's got a wife and kids, you'd think someone would be home for sure.
Jerry, I don't like this.
Yeah, well, I'd say nobody's home, Nobby.
That's a brilliant deduction. Look, there must be someone around here that knows something about Hansen. Let's talk to the owner or the janitor.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Someone should know something about him.
Oh, I hope we can clear this thing up in a hurry, Jerry. Poor Ann. She ain't saying much. I mean, you know her.
Yeah, she sure is one swell girl.
Shh! Wait a minute, Jerry.
What's the matter?
That guy's opening the door we just knocked on.
Hey, I bet that's Pete Hansen. Hey, Pete! Just a minute, Pete.
Hey, he's going to slam the door on us.
Hey, Pete, don't. Well, wait a minute, Pete. Oh!
Get going, Jerry. You got your foot in the door.
Oh, yeah, and I bet I busted my foot, too.
Well, come on, push.
Go away, my man, go away.
Come on, then. All right, push it. That does it.
Get out of my house. I don't want to see no one.
Take it easy, fella. This is no way to act.
Yeah, sit down and relax. I ought to poke you. Oh, my poor foot.
Who are you guys, anyhow? What are you doing?
Look, Pete, we don't know you, but we know you're in trouble. We think we can help you.
I ain't no trouble, and I don't want to see nobody.
Oh, my foot.
Where's the wife and kids?
They went to their grandmother's. They're going to be there a couple of days. Hey, look, who are you guys, anyhow?
I'm Nobby Walsh, and this is Jerry Leamy.
Nobby Walsh? You mean you're Joe Palooka's manager?
Oh, you know about Joe Palooka.
No, I don't know nothing about him.
Well, you know who he is.
Well, yeah, sure. Everybody knows who he is. He's heavyweight boxing champ. Everybody knows that.
Look, Pete, you're not a very good actor. Now, come on. Spill it. Did you see Joe Palooka in your beanery a few hours after the fight? Maybe with his coat collar pulled up?
Yeah, maybe ordering a bowl of vegetable soup?
Joe Palooka ordering a bowl of vegetable soup?
That's right. And were there two other guys, rough-looking characters who followed him in and then followed him out?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Look, yesterday morning, after all this was supposed to have happened, you told old man Hasenslaffer about this thing at one of your regional manager's meetings.
I told nobody nothing about nothing.
Now, look, Pete, this ain't no game. Are you going to tell us or do we
get
have
out,
to...
you guys. I said get out now. I don't know nothing. I tell you nothing. Get out of here.
Should I rough him up a little bit, Nobby?
Nah, that ain't the approach. That's just what's worried him. Look, mister, you're in trouble. You're worried. Well, so are we. We don't want to fight you, Pete. Joe Palooka's missing, and we think you know something about what's happened to him.
Joe Palooka's missing?
Look, fella, no guy gets worked up the way you are without having a reason for it. I think there's some connection between what's bothering you and what's worrying us. Now, come on, fella, ease up. We need help. So do you. Come on. What do you know about Joe Palooka?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Pete, you can't do this.
I was just up all night with a sick friend, and I'm a little worried about it. That's why I'm all worked up. I just don't want nobody around. And I don't know nothing about what you guys are talking about.
Come on, Pete. Tell us. Come on. Talk.
I got a wife and three kids to worry about. There's nothing I got to tell you. There's nothing I got to say. Nothing.
Oh, Pete. Pete. Why didn't you tell him the truth? In just a moment, we'll tell you about tomorrow's exciting episode in the story of Joe Palooka. But first, tomorrow, we pick up where we last left Joe, unconscious, in a refrigerator car rumbling off into the night. Don't miss tomorrow's episode, No More Joe. The next adventure in the thrilling story of...
The winner and still world champion, Joe Palooka!